I'm glad to welcome to WBJC psychotherapist William Kaufman, who has authored 4 books on a range of topics. Psychotherapy is such a broad term. What is your specialty?
I deal with people with anxiety disorders, depression, mood disorders, personality disorders.
Tell me a little bit about your first book and the impetus for writing it.
The first book I wrote, second one I published, is The Transforming Power of Illness, and that was based on 17 interviews I did with PWAs, people with AIDS, and this was in the 90s, before current treatment, and they were suffering a great deal. And this is based on the interviews with them. And one of the things that comes across is I have a chapter called A Gift and a Blessing, and how these people were able to see the gift in what they had. And they all came to the conclusion of the difference between healing and curing. The other one I wrote after that was called High in the Andes, a spiritual adventure novel. And it's based on largely things that happened to me while traveling around South America. And it's an adventure that brings to the reader many things of interest to the person on the spiritual path. For example, healing, karma, chakras, energy, things like that.
So do the books, do they all sort of align with your practice, with what you do as a psychotherapist?
That's a very good question. I do present lots of insights, how to come about insights, looking more deeply beneath the surface. And a lot of psychotherapy is actually that. What is it that motivates us? What makes us tick? Why do we do the things we do? One of the things I'm interested in is getting people to wake up spiritually, develop insight into who they are, their deeper nature. And so my books come at that from different angles. I next wrote a number of years ago a book called An Exploration of Truth, A Tapestry of Fact and Fiction. And I was motivated by presenting to family members things that were stories I heard from my clients in various places I worked. And I was challenged by the question, well, can you believe what they're saying? And it made me angry, but I think the anger was mine because I also wonder, what are they telling the truth? And so it got me thinking for years, what is the truth behind what people say? And then I explore the nature of truth and not only in people's being, but also in the media, in the law, medical, various things of people's lives, because we all are faced with stories all the time from which we have to ferret out the truth, what's really going on. And my thesis is that truth is not a noun with fixed measurable properties, but actually a verb. It's a process. It's ongoing. I present the book in an interesting format where every other chapter is a story, running storyline that presents by way of examples the things I'm talking about in the nonfiction chapters. So that helps pull the reader along, and the reader can decide whether to read just the storyline or the other or chapters. My most recent book is That Which Flows as One, A Struggle to Love, and it's a novel that presents a lot of psychological insights, the struggles people have, problems that people have growing up in dysfunctional families, dealing with single parents, the fact that one's difficulties often start from childhood and they continue into the next generation. But we're not necessarily trapped by those things. We can overcome them. And in this novel, there are two heroes who have grown up with one single abusive, neglectful, controlling parent, are helped in their own relationship by a wonderful, wise woman with tremendous awareness.
So these books are sort of learning material for someone like me, but for you who's written them, have you learned something?
Oh, yes, I've learned a great deal. In fact, I realize that I try and create characters that serve as role models for me that are aware and advanced and have certain qualities that I would like to have. And then I try and fashion my behavior after those characters that I've created.
As a psychotherapist, do you have to write these books, or is writing something that you love to do?
I had no intention of writing any of these books. And the last two books came to me, the idea came to me at about 3 o'clock in the morning while I was deep asleep. I jumped out of bed, wrote down the idea, and then went on from there. The book High in the Andes, I had no intention of writing that, but I was involved in a very difficult affair of the heart myself. And I was aware of some entity that came to me, gave me the beginning of the book, gave me the end of the book, and I was aware of its presence throughout the process of writing it. And I remember getting to some points, throwing up my hands and saying, well, where do we go on from here? And just waiting to see what would be given to me.
Your books do cover a variety of topics, but does each one contain something for everyone? Or is each book more suited to a certain individual?
There is certainly many things for many people, and I approach them in different ways. So we all have different ways of learning and acquiring information and relate to things differently. And so as my main intention is to get people to look inside and develop awareness, these various books provide various ways of doing that for different people.
And so how can people find out more information about how to obtain your books?
At my website, which is www.awakenedspirit.com. Let me spell that, please. AWAKENEDSPIRIT.
My guest has been psychotherapist William Kaufman. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Kati, thank you. I really appreciate it.